Young Adult Pod Class. Yes, that's what I said, Pod Class. I know it's been a minute. We have not met for our Young Adult class in a very, very long time. So I wanted to transition and change things up a little bit for this new year. So welcome to our first pod class. I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, I was asked by members of our young adult class to resume having class. You know, we had stopped when the church was shut down. And so what we did was we resumed via Zoom. And it was a great time of fellowship and community. A lot of us were sitting at home, and you know, it was an opportunity for us to come together and share and learn. And that was it was an opportunity for us to even interact with each other, you know, with being home and everything and quarantined, you know. So of course, naturally, as time goes on and the world started opening back up and different things were going on, you know, our attendance started to diminish a little bit. People's schedules were not as open, as free. You know, when things started changing in terms of, you know, our stay-at-home order and the quarantine and everything with COVID, you know, so, you know, there was just some different things, but the church is still not open. So just a lot of different things going on. And as a result, you know, it really, it was very clear that an adjustment needed to be made with how we went about, you know, having our class time. I'm not gonna lie, there were moments and days where, you know, as an instructor, I kind of felt a little discouraged, but I did understand that, you know, things happen, changes, you know, are going on, and, you know, adjustments had to be made. And the Lord gave me instructions on how we could proceed, and full disclosure, I was like, yeah, nah, I'm not interested, no thanks, don't want to do that. And that happened months ago, and I'm just, you know, the Lord's really been dealing with me in, you know, really unpacking my reasons. And, you know, it's the start of a new year, too much time has gone by, and there really is a need for the word. There's a lot of stuff out here on our social media, on television, wherever you turn. There's a lot of misinformation out here. There's a lot of mischaracterization of God and, you know, what he says and what he's going to do. And it's just a lot. And I really feel like, you know, we need to make sure we know what the Bible actually says. We are staying true to God's word, and it is important that we have, you know, spaces amongst each other to be able to come together, learn what God says, discuss it with one another, so we can grow together, and, you know, we can be, you know, strong in our faith, in our walk, and we have all the necessary information to be able to discern the misinformation that's out there, and to also, you know, accurately and rightfully defend our faith. So I want to, you know, get back to studying, get back to doing, you know, what it is that we need to do to, you know, live this life as Christians, as believers, to the best of our ability. Now, full disclosure, I don't know what I'm doing. I've been looking at apps and different software to figure out how to, you know, do this whole recording thing and what makes sense with, you know, what we have and so on and so forth. So I'm learning. This is like on the job training. So pray with me, pray for me, bear with me as I try to figure out the best way to do this for our purposes and make it as easy and simple as possible for everybody. Now, with that in mind, because I don't know what I'm doing, what I did not want to do was add any extra confusion or just extra things to my plate by trying to figure this out while coming up with new and different lessons. So what I decided to do, I thought it was important to kind of go back and revisit some of the lessons that we've done previously. You know, when I was looking through a lot of the things that we've done over the years, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, well, first of all of it is still relevant and helpful today. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with going back and, you know, revisiting these things. How many times have we sat in church and the preacher has opened up a scripture that we've heard all of our lives? But you got something new and fresh from it, you know? So, you know, we never want to, you know, just dismiss something that we think we've already learned, because we don't know what God has in mind or what God has in store, especially in light of the different things that have happened in our lives personally since we first heard it. So what I want to do is I want to revisit the study that we did and re-examine our study on the book of Proverbs. We did that. I was looking through my notes today, and we first started that on March 9th of 2018. So, you know, a lot has happened in our lives individually and personally since that time. Major changes in some of our lives. Some people may have not have been young adult age to even hear that lesson. At that time, we were still meeting in the building. So, you know, there were people who could not come because they were in school. There were people, you know, who worked at night. They couldn't make it, or you could make one and miss the next one, and then, you know, missed a lot. You know, so honestly, it's kind of worth kind of putting a lot of this down. We're recording a lot of it down anyway, just to have it for records purposes. But I want to, you know, use this as like our first lesson study, the study that we want to do first. On this using this format. So what else did I want to say before we got started? Oh yes, you know, one of the things I did enjoy about young adults was the fact that there was community, there was conversations that we can have together. We can discuss things amongst each other. We can share share our thoughts, share our feelings, share stories, share things that would help each other. And I don't want to completely lose out on that because we have, you know, pick this up. So we can discuss how we want to maybe have that type of interaction with one another, whether it's in a chat format, whether it's comments, concerns, if we want to have a monthly Zoom meeting to kind of discuss different things that we got out of a study. I don't know. We can talk about that later, figure that out, talk about it amongst yourselves. Let me know what it is that you guys want to do. And we can kind of go from there, because I don't want to completely lose out on the community aspect of everything. So yeah, so we're gonna get started. These pod classes, I don't want them to be long. They're not going to be long. This one will be the longest one because it's the first one, and I wanted to give a little introduction so everybody kind of knows what's going on, and you know, find out what had been happening before. So this one will be the longest. It is my hope that we can kind of do each of these within 10 to 15 minutes per pod class. And so I want to get started. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for another opportunity to open your word and learn what it is that you have for us, God. And I just ask that you would bless the hearers of this word, that they will be able to get something out of it, that they will be able to apply it to their lives and live a life that glorifies your name. And yeah, ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's get started. Again, we're going to re-examine the study of the book of Proverbs. I remember some years ago, I was having a conversation with Pastor, and he was telling me how he was talking to this preacher who had invited him to come to preach, and he was asking the preacher, you know, what is it that you want me to focus on, you know, in this, I think it was a revival or something. And the pastor was like, oh, you know, there's no particular theme, you know, do what you need to do. What are you studying on your own personal time? And so pastor had told him that he had been doing a study on the book of Proverbs. And the pastor said to our pastor, oh, well, you know, you can't preach from there. And, You know, of course, our pastor being who he is, he went to that church and preached an entire revival on the book of Proverbs. And I found that hilarious, first of all, because pastor's hilarious. But then also, you know, it's interesting because you typically don't hear a lot of Proverbs being taught from, you know, the pulpit. Even in like our, you know, traditional Sunday school type settings, you know, you hear different scriptures, you know, train up a child, you know, you hear, you know, lean not to your own understanding and, you know, those types of things. And of course, the virtuous woman. But you don't typically hear, you know, sermons or different things from the pulpit, you know, lessons formatted specifically around the book of Proverbs. And, you know, that's unfortunate because in reality, when you think about Proverbs and what it contains, when we're talking about trying to live right and, you know, walk in our walk as Christians, Proverbs, you know, that's the book that we need to really be, you know, looking at and analyzing for, you know, the how to live this life, you know. So just to kind of start off, you know, let's talk about Proverbs in terms of its placement in the Word of God. The book of Proverbs is one of the five Old Testament books of wisdom, literature, and poetry, along with the book of Job, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and the Psalms. The book of Job answers the question, why do the righteous suffer? The book of Ecclesiastes explains what life is all about. Song of Solomon discusses what love is. And Psalms, you know, discusses how God fits into life's circumstances. And the book of Proverbs is about how do I live? How do I live this life? Some authors and students of the Bible, including our pastor, believe that the book of Proverbs is probably the most important and practical book in the Bible. No book in all the Bible is more devoted to the development of godly character. Proverbs takes the responsibility of living wisely and places it in the hands of people. Proverbs says, "Do not expect God to do what he assigns humans to do." Think about that. Stop looking for God to do what he tells us to do. How many times, and Pastor kind of has been talking about it and bringing it up recently too, this whole, you know, I'm waiting on the Lord, you know, I'm just gonna wait, and you know, and in reality God's like, no, I'm waiting on you. There are things that are our responsibility and our task. And we're sitting around twiddling our thumbs waiting for God, you know, to do things that he has instructed us to do. So we're going to kind of look at that when we, you know, as we go through this study. Proverbs is loaded with human responsibility. The goal of a Christian is to become more like Christ in character. And Proverbs helps instructs us of personal and practical holiness. So let's look at the title of the book alone to kind of help us with this, with these thoughts and with this idea. Proverbs, P-R-O-V-E-R-B-S. P-R-O for the first part, pro, in this case, meaning what? Meaning before, meaning, you know, before, like proceed, like prohibit. All right, and then you have verb. What is a verb? Verb is an action word. So Proverbs is a book of actions you are supposed to do before. Proverbs says you get knowledge for the purpose of applying that knowledge to your life before things come up. The purpose of knowledge is to apply it as life happens. Proverbs calls us to a proactive living rather than a reactionary living. What does that mean? Think about it. How many of us are reactionary people? You know, we react, we're living our lives constantly reacting to what everybody else is doing, what people are saying, what's going on around us. We find ourselves just constantly reacting. But what Proverbs wants to teach us is that we should be proactive. We should be doing things in a way that would probably avoid those things that we are reacting to. Think about it like that. If I am living a life where I am constantly being proactive in what I'm doing, you know, I may avoid those things that I may have negative reactions to. We cannot control life, but we can control our response to it. Responses can be based, or usually are based, on our perspective. So let's talk about perspectives for a second. Every moment of our lives, we are operating from two viewpoints, or we should be operating two viewpoints, right? There's the human viewpoint, and then there's the divine viewpoint. For our purposes, let's kind of, you know, we ain't all that deep. Let's look at it as horizontal and vertical, right? As humans, sometimes we stubbornly get stuck with just seeing things from a horizontal plane. We want to maintain our attitudes and do our own thing. We are moved more by human opinions than God's commands and principles. Horizontal solutions sometimes give us this idea, this illusion even, of greater maybe security or pleasure. So, you know, we tend to kind of like ignore the vertical responses or answers to certain challenges. For example, tithing. If I have to choose to pay my rent or tithe, what is it that most of us choose? And why? Think about that. I'm saying why because it's in my notes, as if y'all gonna respond to me, but you know, y'all not here, so listen, bear with me. That's the fun of, you know, transitioning into this type of format. If it were me, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm probably gonna pay my rent because I gotta lay my head somewhere, right? But again, thinking about the why it's like a reaction to do that. Most times, instead of waiting on God to solve our problems, we try to manipulate and find ways to figure it out on our own. But this book, the book of Proverbs, gives us practical methods from the vertical perspective that will help us navigate this horizontal plane that we're all living on. Proverbs wants to point us all toward a right relationship with God. The basic theme of Proverbs is to learn to think what is right, so we will do what is right. Another theme I read said, believing your way, you know, to successful living. And they were saying that the book of Proverbs gives the reader God's perspective of common sense. God's perspective of common sense, which is wisdom. The book of Proverbs wants to make people wise, not smart. Think about that. What do you want to be? Do you want to be wise, or do you want to be smart? Do you want to have, you know, I think that is such a interesting question to pose, you know, and we're going to discuss more wisdom. I think I'm going to stop here. We're going to talk more about wisdom in our next podcast. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for this day and an opportunity to open your word and share your truth, God. Allow it to, you know, be in our minds and abide in our thoughts as we make different decisions and choices. And I just pray that you will continue to bless us as we pursue this new way of learning. And I pray for all of those under the sound of my voice. Give them what they stand in need of. We thank you, Lord. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to listen. And again, this will be the longest one. And I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.